going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese, Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Yo, what up? What's up with it, Austin?
Don't get Austin, don't adjust your screen. You see it?
I see it.
You see that growth back there, boy? You see what time it is? Don't let that fool you. It's the Lincoln version of Frederick Douglass in the house. You know who Frederick Douglass is?
I know who Frederick Douglass is, Jay. I went to high school.
All right, you know, a lot of things have changed, Austin. I don't know if they zapped your head yet. I know you're pretty smart. But you know they're trying to erase some of your guys' memories. I just want to make sure that I got to bring it back here.
Yep, no, they're not getting me. They're not getting me. I'm on old school Jay Foreman. I stay edumacated. It's what I do.
Yeah, we were brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients at Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th in Old Chaney / Andre Matt, and 168th in Maple up there in the O, where Eastrick is probably on his way back to, and almost there in the O or the Metro or O-Town or whatever they want to call it up there. Austin, a lot going on, man. I mean, from the NBA, man, Bloodline, and the Nuggets. That's why I'm wearing my hair like this, Austin. Because I'm trying to connect with Bloodline, you know, from about an 8-hour drive and an hour and 20-minute flight to get his mind right. Listen, the thing is, it was almost going to be Canadian on Canadian crime.
Mm-hmm.
And you got a little bit. You know what I think happens sometimes, Austin, is you see Shea struggling a little bit. So you're like, okay, we got this game in the bag, and you let up a little bit, and then you let yourself down. That's the perfect opportunity for them to keep the team together. You saw a little bit more life out of Michael Porter Jr., who we talked about that needed to either get it going or get gone. I'd like to think that he was listening to 93.7 The Ticket down here in Lincoln and took the advice. But then the whole Nuggets team in the first quarter, it was 17-8. 17-8 in a professional basketball game. It reminded me of maybe one of the basketball games I used to coach back in, you know, fourth, fifth, sixth grade, where you couldn't make a layup or make a free throw. And the Nuggets squandered opportunities because I think it was in the third or fourth quarter. Both teams struggled, but when you're the home team, you shouldn't, because that's where your advantage comes from. You're used to the arena, you're used to the situation, and definitely you think that you will catch your, you know, rhythm shooting and scoring points by the third or fourth quarter. And so they a little bit of a regret, but, you know, it's 2-2, and they knew it was probably going to go to maybe game 6 or 7, so now they're in a battle, and they got to hope that OKC doesn't find their strong footing in that flight home. And sometimes in professional sports, and in football is the same, if you get let off the hook, a.k.a. Denny Green, if you let them off the hook, it gives you that confidence like, oh, they didn't want to put the dagger in the heart. They wanted to negotiate. And there's an old saying in sports, you never negotiate with terrorists. And so, you know, now they're in a full-fledged dogfight for 3 games. It's the fastest of 2 out of 3. And the most important game is game 5.
Right now it is, right? You really set the tone. Whoever wins it takes control of the series. Either, you know, Oklahoma City just has to win one of the next two with another home game potentially in store, or Denver steals this one on the road and then would come home for a potential game 6 that will obviously have the series tied 2-2. Jay, I think it's interesting when you look at kind of the evolution of this series with Denver, you know, using Oklahoma City's kind of brain fart at the end of the game to steal game one. OKC flexes its muscle in game two, wins in a blowout. Jokic really struggles. Then game three, I think you really see that championship resolve and experience from Denver, where that's a game that they could have folded, but they hit the big shot at the very end with Aaron Gordon to end up winning that game. Russell Westbrook makes the right play. That was Denver's championship pedigree on display. But I do think that this game shows us something about Oklahoma City, and that's what they learned from last year. I think last year's team probably folds after that third quarter that saw them go from up six at half to down five. I mean, Denver won that third quarter 33-21, highest offensive output by any team in any of the eight quarters, if you look at it team by team. Denver put on a bit of a clinic there in that third quarter. Coming out of halftime, they looked better, but Oklahoma City said, nope, enough is enough. They put the clamps on, held Denver to just 18 points while putting up 29 of their own to win it by five. Not a thing of beauty. But Jay, you know, whether it's a playoff series like this in the NBA or in Major League Baseball, or sometimes it's just a week in the NFL where two relatively evenly matched teams, you have one, you know, Oklahoma City did win 18 more regular season games, but Denver, I don't think, you know, they're a regular 50-win team. You probably give them a little more credit than that. Two teams that certainly deserve to be here at the very least. Sometimes you just got to gut one out. Sometimes you just got to see what it is you're made of. The shooting numbers weren't pretty for either side, but I honestly felt better about Oklahoma City coming out of this game with a win than I think I did before. I think they learned something from last year.
Yeah, and I think it's, you know, you don't know what type of grit or toughness you have until you're tested. I mean, I think, let's face it, up until really game one, which Denver had to, I think, overextend themselves to win that game, Oklahoma City hadn't been tested for probably for the last 2 or 3 months. You know, they kind of really coasted and just blew through the regular season, went through the first round, and then here comes Denver, and Joker really led them and really, you know, forced Denver and his castmates to win that first game. And so that was the first time adversity. They came back, and you kind of made it right then in game three. But then when I'm telling you, you get let off the hook, but then also you show a little bit of championship resolve or a little bit of grit that you didn't, you know, factually have last year. You can gain that confidence, and I would not be surprised that this ends up being 4-2, just like that. And I always say the pain of discipline, in which the pain of discipline or finishing a game or taking advantage of a team's opportunity, right, which is sometimes you have to really, really lie to yourself and force yourself to play harder, do the things that are simple, is well worth the pain of regret because it's lost. And, you know, I think that the is going to go Oklahoma, Denver, getting into the championship. You know, if Denver doesn't game, you know, can you hear me, Austin?
You're cutting in and out there. You're back now. I got Oklahoma City, I got Denver. That's pretty much it in that that mindset. Yeah. But I heard you say you could see the series flipping from 2-1 Denver to 4-2 Oklahoma City really fast. And I can absolutely see that as well, right? It's been a grind for Denver to get to this point in the year, right? Jokic is in good shape despite his size, right? But that's a lot of pressure on him, right? That's where Jamal Murray stepping up throughout the regular season could have paid dividends for Denver now, where every, you know, 2-3 minutes that they can save on a nightly basis in the regular season could come back to help them here at the end of the year. But Jay, I'll ask you this. Which series is more likely to end 4-2? Would it be the Oklahoma City Denver series or the Boston New York series?
Yeah. I'm going to reluctantly say this Denver series. When I listened to Joker after that last game, he kept mentioning how physical the game was and how physical and, I guess, intense that the Oklahoma, you know, City D kind of, and how they wore down a lot mentally. And so I'm going to go with that series, considering that the way for that game.
It-
to
and getting
break, you don't get information.
Yeah, I mean, getting mentally worn down too. Man, that's Jokic's superpower, right? I mean, obviously, you know, big, strong, physical guy, elite touch. You know, probably better athlete than we give him credit for at his size, even if it's not in a traditional sense. But you also think, Jay, about the mental burden that Jokic has had to carry for the Nuggets after they fire Malone with like 10 games to go in the regular season, right? I'm sure some of that is still weighing on him. That's a burden that he's never, ever had to carry before, right? So it's probably taking even more out of him to help David Adelman along, probably calling more plays, probably being even more vocal on top of the normal regular personal stresses. And not to say Oklahoma City's not stressed. They're in this position like they were last year. They have lessons to learn. But there's a difference, I think, between, you know, the weight of expectations like Oklahoma City as a young team and learning to stand up underneath them versus a guy like Jokic. It's a different kind of stress for him to take on this additional role at this stage in his career. Like, he's in his prime. He is. He should be in his prime for another 2-3, maybe even 4 years. And that's not when you want to be dealing with a coaching change and dealing with a supporting cast that you have to, you know, drag kicking and screaming to be the best version of the Denver Nuggets that they can be. Right now, for Nikola Jokic, it would be better if he had that coach in place. You thought he had it with Malone. Turns out a front office thinks otherwise. So I think for Jokic...
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.
This is going to be a big rest of the series for him to see what he's made of. If they win, I mean, his legacy is untouchable at this point. If they lose, well, it's hard to blame. I mean, they were outmatched. Oklahoma City was the better team throughout the regular season. But it'll be really interesting to see then if Oklahoma City does wrap this series up, what some of those comments are from Nikola Jokic and how much longer he wants to deal with these particular stresses and how quickly he wants or needs that long-term coach in place as he plays out the rest of his prime and you know, probably the next 5-7 years, and then seeing what's next in basketball for him.
Yeah, it's a tough time for him because I'm sure he had some, you know, personal feelings for Malone, but then also not, you know, not absolved of himself with some of the behaviors inside that locker room if you read the article. So it's going to be a lot of self-reflection. And anytime you lose, you know, things come out of the woodwork. And when you don't have that true leader there, because you got to think, whoever comes in next to be the full-time coach, he has to pick. And so either he has to fully commit or he's got to look other places. It's no different than Giannis, where Giannis just came out with his statement, said he'd be open to looking at other places. If you're open to looking to other places, you are gone. You know, what's the old saying I say, Austin? If you go in the portal within 24, 48 hours after a football season, you've been in the portal since week six. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with it. That's just part of it. But I also think that for Jokic, he has to find a fit for him to finish out his career. You know, he doesn't live here in the offseason, so really staking his flag somewhere really probably isn't as important. I know Denver and the organization is definitely right behind him. His partner in crime, Jamal Murray, is there for the foreseeable future. So he really has to make his decision, but then also really lean on his partner in crime and decide how they want to do something. Because Joker isn't at the point where he can go somewhere and put the whole franchise and start over on his back. He has to find out what to do. And really, I think deep down that Mike Malone firing really hasn't hit him yet. Because, you know, he had to finish out a season. He had to really try to win an MVP, but then also – you know, really get the team. He had to show some leadership skills. That's what you saw in that first game against Oklahoma City, right? And if you watch him, he's been a lot more vocal since Mike Malone's been gone. That was Mike Malone's job, and so he had to take on that. That's very taxing. And so he has to do a lot of reflecting after the season, but he's not the only one because, you know, we move on to Giannis. That is going to be the next big story. And the crazy thing about it is, the two most happy people about it is the GM down there in Dallas and Luka.
Right.
When you think about it, Luka didn't really finish out the season well. He kind of looked out of shape, right? That's kind of was the assumption, and that's the reason why you traded him. And then your boy down, was it Nico? He was in trouble. I mean, he's getting, death threats and booed everywhere. He did look a little bit more on the right side, once Luka, kind of flamed out in the playoffs. But anytime you're not in, the first in the news cycle is probably good for both the organization and both individuals. Because whether, you wait to see how Denver finishes up, but more importantly, how Giannis and the tidal waves that come out of Milwaukee affect the whole rest of the offseason, which then will affect the next season. Because if you don't think Joker is watching what Giannis is thinking or doing, you're crazy. Not that they might be able to hook up and be like superpowers, but everybody's making moves. KD is just waiting in the wings. He's probably off somewhere in Spain chilling right now. He has a decision to make. Bradley Beal doesn't really as well, but, he's in the mix. He's probably a second or third tier. There's a ton of guys. LeBron, right? He can make a decision or not. And that's a family decision because his son's involved with the Lakers franchise. There's a ton that's going to be going on as soon as the NBA Finals is over, but it's starting to catch wind right now with Giannis taking a week or so break. So if Denver is closed out the next two games, I can guarantee you will find a tea leaf from the Joker within a week or two of him being back. I think he's from Serbia or wherever on his thoughts on what he wants to do for his future.
It's really interesting that you bring up Luka Doncic in this conversation because, Jay, full stop, I'm a bigger fan of Luka Doncic's game perimeter creation, perimeter scoring, versatility, right? You can play the one, you can play the three, whatever you need him to do. But I wouldn't knock anyone for saying that Giannis is the better player right now, even though Luka's maybe a little bit more well-rounded on offense, being a three-level scorer. Giannis is the most dominant paint presence we've seen since prime Shaq. I mean, if you look at the numbers, look at how he plays, does it in wildly different ways, right? Shaq wasn't dribbling from the perimeter or in fast break as often as Giannis was. Absolutely, I get that. But Giannis's, percentages at the rim in the near mid-range are Shaq-esque. He's putting up double-doubles, recording triple-doubles, and I know you're not Strick. I'm talking NBA. We just got done with that. And Jay, I feel like Giannis, dare I say, gets it a little bit more. I don't think that Luka is lazy, right? He's put on a little bit too much weight. That's obvious. But I think he's a hard worker. I do think he works on his craft. I also think he's younger than Giannis. And I also think that Luka had a little bit easier of a transition to America in Dallas with the pieces he had around him, having Dirk there when he first got there, having the trade for Kyrie, having everything built around him. I'm not going to say Luka didn't have to work for it, but think about what Giannis had to do. Think about how long and gangly he was, the work he's put in to transform his body. He's rocked up like Mount Olympus style. And I don't just make that reference to Greek, you know, mythology because he's Greek. But like Giannis is rocked up. Giannis shows up every day to compete. Giannis, you know, in English, is still a good talker. He gets so many good points across in the media. And I feel like it's really sunk in to Giannis, who is older than Luka, absolutely. But I think it's really sunk into Giannis what it means to be the face of the franchise. The Luka news was shocking because it happened dead of night, because it went to the Lakers, because of the conspiracy theories behind the scenes with Dallas, right? There might not be a more shocking move in the NBA in our lifetime. I'm willing to believe that. Right. But I also believe that the Giannis trade could be a bigger deal for a franchise. As much as I enjoy Luka and enjoy watching him play, Giannis is ready-made superstar. There is no learning curve for Giannis right now. He is plug-and-play face of a franchise, and I think he's worth at least as much as what the Lakers got for Luka, if not even the package the Lakers should have gotten for Luka. Giannis is that good. He's going to change a franchise from day one.
Yeah, Giannis is a more established player, but I like your point where, you know, he had the harder road, and that I think that's helped him get it. You know what I'm saying? Where it's Luka seemingly been playing professional basketball since he's been 14 years old. So his transition and the ease of when he's been able to essentially get off the plane and be a factor is totally different. And so maybe he doesn't appreciate the work or whatever he had to do to get to the point, whereas Giannis understands the grind. You know, you got to think where Giannis was just a, you know, I remember when he got drafted, you barely had any film, looked like it was VHS. He didn't look like an NBA player. He looked like he was about 16 years old. And then obviously he changed and matured overnight. But then also I think the grit and the want to and the dedication is a little bit at a little bit higher level than Luka. Now, whether that's based on their upbringing, their situation before they got in the NBA, whatever it is, obviously, you know, Giannis gets it and he wants to get it. And here's the biggest thing I think about Giannis and what makes him a more, I guess, Americanized and worldly superstar, right? Especially on the court. He wants to get better. He wants to learn. He's always thriving for bigger and better things. And he's very thoughtful. You know, when he talked about the year after they didn't win the championship, so they won the championship, didn't win it. And he said, you know, Michael Jordan went to the, you know, playoff or played this many years, went to the playoffs this many years. You won six. You're not going to win it every year. So you always have to find a positive in it. And so Luka's not at that point. You know, for some people that think as a professional athlete, there's no way in the world you should be 15, 20, 30 pounds overweight consistently for the last 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Yes, he's young in the NBA, but he knows right from wrong, right? Because he's been able to do some other things as far as control his career that he has to. So that's a choice he has to make. And it's a choice that Dallas made. But I guarantee you both of them are sleeping a little bit more easy at night considering the big names or the bigger names are going to be on the move possibly in the offseason that will allow them to kind of be under the radar. And you got to think, up until me and you just talked about it, anytime you talk about the NBA in the offseason, Luka was not in it. He was not in this conversation. Just a year ago, he was right up there with Anthony Edwards. If you remember, Stephen A. Smith asked Anthony Edwards walking to a game who was better between, I think it was himself, Anthony Edwards, Luka, and maybe Shea Alexander, maybe, or there's a third one. And he said, without a doubt, now I guarantee you if that same walk went, his name would not be in it. And so we'll see what happens, man. It's an interesting time. But you know what? That's why they get paid the big bucks. And that's why we always have something to talk about, even on a beautiful Monday, 90 degrees, no wind. I don't know what's going on in Nebraska. It's been a beautiful last couple of days. Also, I would strongly encourage people to go to the Mercado. This is a perfect grilling day, even though it's a little warm. Coming off a weekend pre-Memorial Day, this is time to get your grilling game tight because you don't want to have Memorial Day party or barbecue and not be able to have good things to pull off the grill. But we're going to pull off the radio. Take a quick break, come back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, old school, the new school way. We'll be right back.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going up.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.